We're going to talk about TRID 2.0 and what the kind of new rule that the Bureau has just published. Who in here has actually read it? Good. Then I'll be able to give you some good information you don't already know, hopefully. So, thought we'd go a little bit of the background, looking at what the Bureau put into the final rule, what they also included in a concurrent proposal that they issued at the time that they dropped the final rule, and then some of the information from supervisory highlights as the Bureau has begun to examine for TRID compliance. So, you know, as Chris mentioned, I was there during the time of TRID. I actually started at the Bureau 2 days before the ATRQM rule went into effect. Once it was published. It was a very interesting time. Unfortunately, I was not there for the drafting of the proposed rule. That was before I got there, and so working through the finalization of that process, you know, coming in later into the fact and being able to address some of the challenges that you know, some of us from the industry or some of us from with industry experience could see within the rule, some of those things were already kind of set in concrete. And so not being able to do a lot of the things that we needed to do or wanted to be able to do, but, you know, the Bureau has been open to making some tweaks and modifications as we see with this first new rule that's coming out post the effective date.